Okay, we are very pleased to have with us representative of the North Carolina Wildlife Federation to present the North Carolina Wildlife Federation Officer of the Year. And Tim, if you would like to come on up here with your entourage.
Yeah, that's an entourage. No, I'm going to invite the Colonel and Manley Fuller, our Vice President of Conservation Policy.
Sounds great. Introduce Manley, if you would, to everybody.
Manley Fuller, North Carolina Wildlife Federation, Vice President of Conservation Policy, and I'm pleased to have the Colonel here. For 56 years, it's been our pleasure to provide the Governor's Conservation Achievement Awards to recognize the best, the brightest, who are going above and beyond the call of duty. And I'm here to talk briefly before I introduce the winner about the enforcement of our public trust resources. All the legislation and fisheries management plans that are passed or not passed, it's all up to the enforcement folks. Foundation for conservation is all about enforcement. Without enforcement, our public trust resources that we're so blessed to have in North Carolina, all the fish that we depend on, whether it's commercial or recreation, we depend on our enforcement officers. It was a little inconvenient for me today. I've just driven in from Charlotte. Got a little bit of the early winter head cold, but I got to thinking about inconvenience a little bit, and I hearkened back to our award ceremony, which was held September 9th in Raleigh. And this was the day after Dorian. And Dorian, of course, had its devastation in North Carolina. And who's called first? Enforcement officers. So our Enforcement Officer of the Year, our Marine Patrol Officer of the Year, was not at our banquet. He and the other Marine Patrol folks were out saving lives and helping post enforcement. I think that kind of underscores how valuable enforcement is, not only for our public trust resources of fish, but our people. So we came in from Charlotte and Raleigh today for this very purpose to, after the awards banquet, honor the Marine Patrol Officer of the Year. And the Marine, our Master of Ceremonies, to the banquet crowd of legislators and corporate sponsors and conservation leaders, articulated very well this Marine Patrol Officer's commendations. And I'd like to just share a few of those words from the meeting. In the new Hanover County region where he works, Marine Patrol Officer Malcolm Brian Ewer is called to service in every sort of water body imaginable. On the Masonboro Sound, on the broad Cape Fear River, or threading narrow tidal creeks. But he's just as likely to be found poring over technical details about netting regulations as a member of the patrol's rule advisory team, or mentoring new officers or inspecting fish dealers. Ewer will do whatever it takes to protect our fish and shellfish resources from overexploitation and underappreciation. And he's just as quick to use his knowledge and skill sets for endeavors far outside his job description. Just in the last year, he's received a life-saving award for his quick-thinking efforts to apply a tourniquet to an injured man. And he boated and waded through dangerous waters in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence to rescue people stranded in floodwaters. It's inspiring to know that officers such as Malcolm Brian Ewer are just as focused on public safety as they are on conservation. Malcolm Brian Ewer is the Marine Patrol Officer of the Year.
Yeah, I would like to say a few words. Thanks to Tim for the efforts to come down, the Wildlife Federation. I wasn't able to be at the banquet. That was much appreciated, the efforts to go out of the way to do this for me. So I greatly appreciate that. Thank you initially to Captain Yacht for the initial nomination for the award. Thank you to Colonel Witten, Major Walker for the final selection. To my wife, Crystal, 25 years. She's been my biggest supporter while I've pursued this career. A lot of that involved being gone weekends, nights, holidays away from home. she was always there for me. I couldn't have done it without you. So for that, I thank you very much. I'm both humbled and very gracious to receive this award. Marine Patrol officers, we have a lot of great, talented Marine Patrol officers in the state who are very deserving of this award. It's a pleasure and an honor to go to work side by side with them every day. So I'm very gracious to receive this. Thank you. Thank you.
Can I just point a clear? Just to clarify, I was kidding about the inconvenience. We are so honored that you guys are out there on the water. Thank you.
Thank you, officers, for your daily work, putting yourself in danger and to saving our resource and our stakeholders, too. And thank you for Wildlife Federation for not letting that go unnoticed. We really appreciate everybody's effort.